A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brialso Lake puts this game away!
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
This is Cougar Sports Saturday. Cougar Sports Saturday.
A presentation of KSL Sports.
Got it for three. Cougars by 20.
Every Saturday, all year long. BYU Sports Talk by Cougar fans.
For Cougar fans.
It's Cougar Sports Saturday.
Here are your hosts, Mitch Harper and Matt Biamonte.
Home of BYU Sports.
KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
What's up, Cougar Nation? Welcome to Cougar Sports Saturday, powered by KSL Sports. Mitch Harper, Matt Biamonte. Mitch, glad to be here with you.
Oh, I am excited, Matt. Happy Saturday to you. It's a game day. My voice is back a little bit. I was listening to the podcast last week, and I'm like, oh, man, I sounded a little rough at times last week, but I'm feeling good now, ready to go. It's a game day, and things are going great for BYU basketball. So I'm hyped, Matt. We're going to have a great show, shortened show, about 2 hours today, and then lead you into BYU versus San Francisco. So we got a big show on tap today.
Battling through injury a little bit last week, like our favorite Hoops player, Yoeli Childs. Favorite, they're all favorites. The way that they're playing right now, Jake Toulson, TJ Haws, they're all favorites, but... And we're gonna
they're like our children. We can't pick a favorite.
No, we can't pick a favorite, but I think the comparison is fair. Yoeli, I don't think Yoeli's 100%.
No.
But the performance he put on against Pacific was phenomenal, and we're going to break that down in just a moment with the blueprint. We got Austin Lee joining us at the top of the second hour, and Mitch on KSLSports.com is going to be releasing shortly a depth chart preview before spring ball, so we're going to talk about that a little bit. But we want to start on the hardwood with the blueprint.
Drawing up what went wrong this week for the Cougars and what went right. It's the Blueprint on Cougar Sports Saturday.
I love the Blueprint on a week in which we are assigning the credit for a win. And boy, was that a big win on Thursday night on the road at Pacific, a quad two win. BYU desperately needed some resume boosters, and they got one Thursday night. And I'm going to start things off. Jake Toulson, he's getting a lot of praise, and rightfully so. Career high, he was phenomenal in the second half. But my biggest piece of success goes to Yoeli Childs. 45% to Yoeli. His return was phenomenal. 20-plus points again. He had an impact on both sides of the floor. It was a clinic. It was one of those games where Yoeli Childs, he's out there, and you're like, oh, Yoeli's there, and he's playing well. And then you looked out at the stat sheet, and you're like, holy smokes, Yoeli Childs, another fantastic performance. What he means to this team cannot be understated, and we saw it Thursday night.
You took the words out of my mouth, Matt. It can't be understated how important Yoeli Childs is to this team. BYU goes to Pacific and wins 74-60 on Thursday and sets up a huge game coming up today. Network coverage begins at 2, tip off at 3. And by no means, Matt, are we saying BYU's win at Pacific is a signature win. It's not like Houston.
No.
It's not like what it would have been beating San Diego State or beating maybe a Kansas. But in the context of trying to get back to the dance for the first time in 5 years,
right,
and you're in a mid-major conference, yes, Yoeli Childs being back on this court and being back with this team playing, it is huge. And for me, the blueprint goes 70% to Yoeli Childs.
Wow.
His presence alone makes BYU, to me, Matt, feel like BYU can hang with anyone in college basketball with Yoeli Childs. I'm telling you, that might come off as blue-goggled as they come, but I'm of the belief that college basketball this year is not that good. And there's an opportunity for a BYU team that's in the top 15 nationally in terms of experience. They're older.
Yeah.
Yoeli Childs is so special. He's so gifted. I don't care what he's going to be as a pro. What he is for BYU and in college basketball, he is special. And I cannot wait to see if he can stay healthy and this run that BYU is going to be on. It's a great group, but Yoeli Childs, to me, is the biggest credit because his presence alone just gives BYU a chance to do some amazing things, special things that this program hasn't seen since Jimmer Fredette was in the program.
And you have to love, as a BYU fan, how much he cares about this university.
No doubt.
Because at the beginning of that game, he was inbounding the ball with his left hand. He was high-fiving with his left hand. To me, it was clear he's not 100%. Nowhere near 100%, but he is putting it on the line because he loves this team. He thinks this team can do something special, and so do I. And that performance was outstanding. I mean, it's a treat as a sports fan to watch someone like Yoeli Childs play the game of basketball, and he was great.
Well, think back to Matt when you and I interviewed him a couple weeks before he got injured,
yep.
And just talking to him and maybe you felt the same way, but this guy just genuinely loves being at BYU.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of value to that, and the just I think that's one of the unique things about BYU that I think sometimes gets forgotten in this whole Power Five and mid-major and this big split, and how can BYU keep up? Sometimes BYU is going to remain competitive just because they have a bunch of dudes that are just proud to be BYU Cougars. It means
yep.
so much to them at such a deeper level that none of us can really understand unless you've been there, unless you're a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. It means so much to play for BYU, for Yoeli Childs, and it's a dang shame that guy's only played in 8 games this year.
Yeah.
The crooked NCAA taking in 9 games away and the injury happening. It's a shame. But hey, hopefully all the waiting is going to pay off because this team seems poised for a huge run and very excited to see what they can do down the stretch.
My next percentage does go to Jake Toulson, 35%. When he is on fire from three, it adds a new element to this team. And he is good in the post, but I think the biggest value he brings to this team, Mitch, his ability to shoot the three and shoot it well. And when he's taking shots in the rhythm of the offense and filling it up like he did in that second half, this team is phenomenal. Career high for Jake Toulson. And he put the game away in the second half, and that was a signature moment for this team.
BYU found themselves down 53-51 with about 10 minutes and change left in the game in Stockton, and Pacific was playing confident. They were
yep.
kind of making the game a little bit more physical than maybe we were expecting. Some of it was uncalled for. The flagrant 2 foul was absolutely horrendous.
Ridiculous.
In the first half. But yeah, Jake Toulson coming up big, 14 points in that 21-0 run. You don't see that very often, and that was one of those moments where I kind of paused and looked at that and go, that is a defining moment that this team is different than years past. Because going into that game, Matt, BYU was starting to teeter, maybe not outside the bracket, but they were trending down just a little bit because they went 2-2, two tough losses to good teams in St. Mary's and Gonzaga. But they needed another good win, and Pacific was going to give BYU that as a quad two. And Jake Toulson stepping up as a senior. What did Mark Pope tell us back in June? Seniors do magical things.
Yeah.
That was magic. 14 points, a career high in a tough road setting. Jake Toulson, can't speak enough about him. 20% to me as far as the blueprint for what caused BYU to win that game in Stockton.
Yeah, he was great. And I love the words of Coach Pope after that game in the post-game commentary. We said, this team inspires him, win or loss, that he's inspired. And I felt the same way watching that 21-0 run. We talked about this a few weeks ago on the show, Mitch. This team is capable of flipping a switch, so to speak, and pouring it on like they did during that 21-0 run. And those are the parts of a team that really stick out to me in terms of being good versus great. Now, they're not quite a great team, and a lot of that is because of injury, but they've got that unique ability where they can turn it on at any moment on a team.
And no one's frowning at these 6 losses so far.
No.
I mean, 3 of the teams they've lost to are in the top 4 in the AP top 25. Think about that. And then the other 3 losses are to teams in overtime. So BYU, it is tough to knock this team out in the regular in the first 40 minutes of a game. You're going to need an extra 5 minutes to take down BYU unless
you're one of the top five teams in America. So BYU has had a great season thus far, and a big reason for the blueprint for me in that Pacific win, 10% Mark Pope. Just, again, can't speak highly enough of what Mark Pope is doing for this BYU team. The belief, you bounce back from a tough loss against Gonzaga where you get pretty much handled in the second half without your star player, and you respond with a good win against a team that had you on the ropes midway through that second half. Again, BYU was down two, and BYU responds. That, to me, is, again, another sign of progress in the program, that this is a far different group than what we've seen the last 5 years.
Finishing off my blueprint quickly, Zach Selyus, 15%. His tenacity and his kind of get-under-your-skin ability, I think, helped draw that flagrant two, which helped BYU, and then rounding it out is Coach Pope. I think he's a great coach, and that timeout he called early really helped settle the Cougars.
BYU, again, going to be taking on San Francisco coming up at 3 p.m. Network coverage, pregame at 2 o'clock. We'll take you to network coverage coming up at 2 p.m. But next, though, we're going to talk some BYU football. What changes are going to be taking place to this BYU football staff? We heard from Kalani Sitake that some sort of changes are going to happen. We'll discuss those next here on Cougar Sports Saturday, powered by KSL Sports.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.